Why? Because it's Jackson. It's her surname. Not Jack.
It's totally in there.
I know. I just don't think it qualifies. Jackson is a very proud last name for that family. It's just not Jack.
Let me ask a question here. Seltzer, have they named the afternoon show yet?
Not that I know of, no.
All right, tell me if you think this name works. Because they're all in there. I'd call this show Spike and Jack.
Oh, I see what you did there. Yeah. Good.
Yeah, I got
Spike and Ike in the same word.
I got all three names in Spike and Jack. Like, that's the new name of the show, Spike and Jack.
I don't think Ike would like it too
Ike
much. He kind of disappears,
but it's all right. I mean, it's in there.
People are obsessed with it, though. I have people come up to me, and literally a guy came up to me at the Sixers game, and he goes, and all he said was Rhea. And I go, yeah. And he goes, Spike, Ike, and the Tyke. And he just turned and walked away. And I went, okay, hello.
So the third name does make it complicated.
Yes, it does.
It's awkward. That's why I thought Spike and Jack's a good compromise. I mean, it got an I-K-E in there. Spike, Ike would probably not be a fan.
As the longest tenured member of the group, I would say no for him.
I'm just playing around. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Joe in Mayfair, who we have not heard from in a couple months. Good morning, Joseph.
Good morning, everybody. Talk some Sixers, and I get my Jack out of the way.
Okay.
You know, when you're playing the Knicks, and the Knicks are very quick with their guards, they play ferocious defense, the one place you don't want your center is above the foul line. Now, I don't care if he's not playing on the box, but the Sixers' offense runs better when he's at the elbow. And you don't know if they're going to run a double at him or not. So if they run a double, they get great swings, and they get open looks, and they could also get the ball to Lowry or Maxey where they have more room to operate to go to the lane. When Embiid's playing at the top, all the other four players go down low. And we don't rebound the ball anyway. So when they clear out for Embiid at the top of the key, you don't make the shot, you're not getting a rebound. And there's no ball movement. And when the Sixers are in a stagnant offense, that's what they go to. And then Maxey's got to pull rabbits out of the hats to get him back in the game. When he starts to take over and drive and dish and create more looks for others because he creates havoc because of his speed. But their offense sucks when Embiid's the top. He'll make a shot here and there, but his ball handling skills when he's injured is not good. His legs are not there in the fourth quarter, so why is he taking three-pointers when he's got no legs? I think Nurse coached a horrible game in the fourth quarter. That was their game to win. And they didn't get it done.
I didn't like how much they kept going to Joel in the fourth quarter. I thought that was a mistake. I thought it looked pretty obvious that he was limited, and I just thought they should have worked it another way. Now, I will say this.
I've been telling you for years, he's not a combo guard. And in playoff time, it's more exposed because you're playing better defenses who have great hands, they create havoc, and they run at you, and it creates – he's using more energy when you're asking him to do more with handling the ball. I don't understand it at all in this time of the year. And you can't rebound. Tobias Harris gets rebounds on long misses. Nobody boxes out. Our guards don't crash the glass. So if we're not making 50% of our three-pointers, you got no shot to win this series because we don't rebound.
Well, we got to do a better job with the rebounding, clearly. And I do think it's a mindset. And I do think your mindset can be hurt when – boxing out is all about – mental toughness.
And
it's
effort.
All about
it's about
discipline
effort.
And yeah.
Discipline.
Effort,
like that.
Discipline, toughness. Like it sort of flies in the face of being soft and not tough. Like the mindset of this team will take after wherever Joel leads it, and he needs to be aware that when he is conveying injury, it's bringing the rest of the team down too. And I think it affects the way everyone plays.
Yeah, the more the ball's in Maxey's hands, the more he creates for others, and I think Joel works more off of Maxey than the other way around. But why are you playing Buddy Hield 11 minutes, 15 minutes in a game if you're not setting plays for him to get an open three? He's not a defensive specialist, so he's taken two shots in 11 minutes, so why is he on the court? Makes no sense to me.
Well, he also has to play better, Joe. He's been a tremendous disappointment, in my opinion.
Well, because what happens is people create shots for him, and our offense doesn't create shots for others. It's all one-on-one, unless Maxey drives to the hole and dishes. Hield doesn't create his own shot. He doesn't get the ball enough to create his own shot. You got Embiid hogging the ball, Maxey hogging the ball, and you have Batum now getting the ball and just shooting it, which is great because he's not actually thinking. But our offense does not make Buddy Hield a good player. We don't set
Joe,
plays
give me,
for him.
Give me a Jack.
Well, it's the jack because you get in this economy today, you got to be one of these. You got to be a jack of all trades.
Oh, that's a good one,
I like
too.
That.
That's a good one, too.
That's a really good one.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, so let's get back to the draft here for a moment because, you know, there's a player the Eagles have been attached to quite a bit in a lot of the mock drafts. I want to play some audio here from Pro Football Focus's Sam Munson. He was on the NFL Network over the weekend, and he went right to what a lot of people have said on the defensive side, a real option for the Eagles at pick 22. Listen to what Munson said.
Hey, now, we know the Eagles, they have the 22nd overall pick, and there seems to be a couple of screaming needs on defense. What do you like here?
Yeah, Philadelphia generally doesn't go at the cornerback position early in the draft, but I think it's finally time to buck that trend, and I would give them Nate Wiggins, the corner from Clemson. Wiggins has got incredible coverage skills. He's got the length. He's sticky. He allowed a passer rating into his coverage last season of just 44.4. He only gave up 176 yards all season long. They don't necessarily need him to start right away, but I think he probably could, and even if he doesn't, they're able to then have a succession plan in place for him to be their starter going forward.
All right, so I have in front of me here Mel Kiper's big board. He's got all the players ranked. And Mel Kiper ranks the Clemson cornerback Nate Wiggins as the 23rd best prospect in this draft. Here's the write-up that Mel gives to Nate Wiggins. He says Clemson had a disappointing 2023 season, but Wiggins stood out all over the Tigers' defensive tape. He was impressive despite missing two games with a knee injury. He allowed 18 catches for 179 yards as the nearest defender in coverage, and two of those were turned into touchdowns. I guess that means only two. He has the length and recovery speed to match up effectively with any wideout he goes up against. Wiggins shows a smooth turning motion, good instincts in coverage, and can make up ground in a hurry while using his height and arm length as a major advantage. Now, John, that's the end of the write-up in this relatively short write-up that Mel Kiper did for this top 100 prospect thing. I will say what he does not cover here, and we've addressed this before, and we've heard other analysts talk at great length about this, is how bad a tackler he is. And how
he's a 4.2 in the 40 guy. You know, that means blazingly fast his entire life. And, you know, that a cornerback, when he's that fast, he's normally good man cover guy, not really that into tackling. You know, the defender who would prefer to man you up to tackling you. And, Nate Wiggins is so incredibly talented. Speed-wise, you cannot argue. And he can mirror you and do amazing things with his feet. The foot speed is just through the roof. But no desire to tackle people.
No desire
whatsoever.
That bad?
To tackle people. Yeah. And Cooper DeJean, guy from Iowa, also a cornerback, is a much slower cornerback because he's a 4.45 as opposed to a 4.28 in the 40.
Big difference.
But he will tackle. He will play cornerback or safety, give you some positional versatility there. He will go out there and be a special teams returner for you if you so choose. So he gives you a lot more versatility than Wiggins. And I I've seen us linked to DeJean also. That cornerback position, it's like those two names have been really high on the list. I'm not a huge fan of cornerbacks who don't tackle.
And didn't we see enough of the non-tackling last season?
Yeah. I love the speed.
Who doesn't?
The conundrum is he's considered a great pass coverage guy.
I'd rather have a tough guy than a great pass coverage guy, but then that gets you in trouble. Then you have guys like, you know, James Bradbury. He's a smart guy. Right. He's willing to tackle. If he can't run, he can't cover.
Well, Carroll was. He could tackle. He couldn't cover. So, let's get to today's Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin, your Corvette headquarters. Visit ArminChevy.com to see Armin's selection of new and pre-owned Corvettes. Together, let's drive. Who wins tonight? Sixers or Knicks? Now, in our when we went around the horn here on our show, it was Ree. You said Knicks, right?
Correct.
So three of you said Knicks. Two of us said Sixers. John, on the poll result, where do you think it came in here?
70% say Sixers.
63% said your team, your town, your Philadelphia 76ers. Let's go to Rashid right now. He's calling from Westchester. Good morning, Rashid.
Good morning, guys. How are you today?
Doing well, Rashid.
Good, good. Yeah, this is to whom, you know, this is a message for the somebody, okay? This is
good use of the word whom right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, to whom it may concern, all right?
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Joe. Thank you.
You're welcome. That was very impressive. Yeah, it's good
English.
Yeah,
yeah, thank you. Yeah. So, I mean, like, you know, listen, I'm, I love WIP, but this is Philly. This is brotherly love. You know, we love, I want to say, how are you? How you doing? I love you guys. You know what I mean?
Thank you. Thank you.
If you want to be a zombie, stay in New York, okay? Don't tell me what to do. What do not, you know, that show, I'm not going to listen. I love Jack and, you know, and Reese, you know. But, okay, this is out of my system, okay? Sorry,
did you
guys,
just call them zombies?
Do you know about the caller rules? He's referring to Spike's caller rules.
Yeah,
I had a few callers this weekend refer to it, too.
James,
so that's
James,
something specific on their
yeah,
show. He has new rules for the afternoon show.
Yeah, we have no rules.
I like to say,
it's
hey,
a free-for-all.
Rhea, I love you. How are you, Rhea?
Oh.
You know what I mean? Have a good day. You know what I mean? I love you. I love all the shows, you know
well,
what I mean?
Thank
but
you.
You know, yeah, yeah, I know. So anyway, hey Joe.
Yes, sir.
I'm Amy. Can you ask me?
What'd you say?
Can you ask me? I'm Amy. I'm Amy.
Wanna hang out tonight?
No, ask me if you are married, marry me.
Well,
you, you
know those mean? Words are, you know, sacred words. I'm not going to float those words out to you.
Hell no.
Hey, Rashid, how do you think Amy would feel if she caught wind of Joe practicing with
hey,
you
listen,
on the phone?
I would hope she would say,
yes! Oh, yes!
Oh, my God.
Oh, my
that was
man.
Awesome.
All right, Rashid, give me an answer. Give me a Jack.
Okay, so is Jack from that song, Hit the Road, Jack?
Has already been said.
Oh, my God. Jack Fritz. Poor Jack Fritz.
Has already been said. You got one more chance.
Okay, the afternoon show, Jackass.
Has already been said. All gone. He strikes out. Could have gone Jack Kennedy and maybe won.
Wow.
Just saying.
Wow.
First name John, but his friends, they called him Jack. All right, coming up in 1 minute's time. 1 minute. To times yours here today on this Monday morning.
If you're in the restaurant, hospitality, bar, or casino business and you're looking for a point-of-sale system that can truly make a difference, call PDQ Signature Systems. PDQ POS has been the top-rated restaurant management system for over 35 years. They offer everything. Mobile POS, self-service kiosks, analytical reporting, contactless functionality, online ordering, loyalty and delivery management, and the best service and support in the industry. PDQ POS is not only the fastest, easiest, and most reliable POS available, but they'll also save you time, effort, and money so you can focus on what really matters, your customers. Whether you have a single location restaurant or thousands of locations, Joe Flynn and his team will create a custom game plan to fit your individual business needs. Trust me, if you want a point of sale system that will truly make a difference, you need PDQ POS. So what are you waiting for? Join the thousands of companies that have already made the switch and go all in with PDQ Signature Systems. Schedule your free demo and business consultation today at pdqpos.com. That's pdqpos.com.
All right, Time's Yours brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Discover the nation's best-kept secret and switch to Xfinity Mobile, now with the best price for two lines of unlimited. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Hey, guess what? It's Groundhog Day, and I watched the Sixers blow it again. And guess what? Zero chance they win this series. Sick of it, trade Embiid, and one message from my hot girlfriend.
Joel Embiid's a big baby, and he gets hurt every 5 seconds. Put your contacts in and shut the hell up.
Time's yours.
Wow.
Oh, buddy.
A little harsh, but we'll say, I think that person's a little too down. I think those people a little too down, but we'll say. I mean, we know we'll get a lot of that tomorrow if he and they struggle tonight.
Hey, John, you know why Joe always has to give two answers? Because he's a Jack. Oh, time's yours.
Wow. How about that? And I haven't even said Jack Sparrow yet, but what are you going to do?
Stop me if you heard this before. And being down the ground. He's hurt, he misses part of the game, and majority of the team doesn't step up. It's Groundhog Day again.
Well, look, that it was, no doubt about it. Doesn't mean it has to stay that way, but obviously 0-1 out of the gate.
Well, it looks like we don't have to worry about the Sixers going out in the second round.
I get it.
Oh,
we all get it. It's not same old, even if it is. And with that, we shut it down.
The Times Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
So it's going to be a complete 180 tonight when the Sixers look legit.
People are going to be fired up tomorrow morning.
Good.
Yeah.
I think they will.
I do too.
And I think Joel knows what he needs to do.
Yep. All right, let's go to a name that's similar to Jack, but let's be real. It's not as good as Jack. It's just not. It's the name Jake. Jake, what's
what
it like
mean
to
it's
be
not as good as Jack?
Jake, what's it like to just have
they're both good names.
It's like being a twin,
they're
but you're the you're like the ugly twin. Hello, Jake.
Oh. Sorry, Jake.
I'm actually a John, and I go by Jake because my grandpa's Jack, so I guess they ran out of nicknames, but what are you going to do?
Man, that's pretty cool.
Anyway, I wanted to talk NBA playoffs and playoffs in general. I don't know if you guys saw what the Bucks official Twitter account tweeted. They tweeted yesterday, what happened in 82 games? Nobody really cares. I think that's an encapsulation of everything that's wrong with sports in general today. As much as I love the playoffs, the regular season doesn't matter anymore. And this is going to sound like an ESP Elliott Shore Park take, but I think the playoffs have actually made sports, particularly baseball and basketball, worse. Because, like, it doesn't matter. It's like, if you got rid of playoffs, every regular season game would be a mini playoff in itself.
First off, if I'm the commissioner, I'm telling the Bucks you're firing whoever put that tweet out. And I'm serious. Like, if I'm the commissioner, I would rule. Like, that's a ruling from on high. Your point is not off point, though. You bring up a lot of good points there. It's bad for sports. I will say this, though, Jake. I am struck by if you really – and hopefully the stars start realizing this more. The teams that are winning championships in the NBA are still 1, 2, and 3 seeds. And I know there's a lot of talk about the regular season doesn't matter, but I know this. One of the reasons the Sixers lost the game the other day and might lose this series is because the Knicks have home court advantage. You know, Phoenix is in a 0-1 hole. They screwed around all year. They're already down. Like, home court still matters in the postseason. And
they all won. In the first game, every home team won. All of them.
So, Jake, the guy making $40 million a year might not care that much about it, but there's still something to be said for winning 50 to 55 to 60 games to give yourself a best chance to win a championship.
I agree. It's just that kind of struck me as like
I agree.
That's what an NBA front office thinks.
Well, it's a disgrace. I would find the team. Jake, give me an answer. We're moving fast, quickly. Give me a Jack.
I'm a golfer, so Jack Nicklaus.
Has already been said. Give me a different one.
Let's go with Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box has already been said. You get one more shot.
Let's go with Jack Nicholson.
All right, has already been said as well. All out of here. All right, we go really, really quick. Tim in Philadelphia. Tim, give me a Jack.
Jack Kennedy.
Jack Kennedy has already been said. Give me a different one.
You already said it, so I'm going to go with Jack Ruby or Jacqueline.
Nice.
Jack Ruby.
Good pivot, especially with the relation to Kennedy.
Jack Ruby, if you're into murderers for hire. All right, Jack Ruby. So we got to come up with a winning answer here. Jack Ruby's not really going to win because let's be real. Jack Ruby hurt our nation by killing Oswald. You might have been happy in the moment if you were old enough, but you know it would have been helpful to get Oswald, you know, talking to authorities
on the record.
Yeah, we might have cleared up some stuff over the last 60 years. All right, we got Jack Tripper. We got the Jackson 5. We got Hit the Road Jack, Captain Jack, Jack Nicholas, Jack the Ripper, Jack S, Jack Frost, Jack Daniels, Jack of all trade. What are we doing here?
I like Jack Daniels.
I thought Daniels was good.
Yeah.
That Jack Ass was also said repeatedly.
Yeah.
I kind of like
Very
Jack
popular.
Of all trade.
I like Jack of all trades a lot, too. I think that's a good one.
I like that one a lot. Ben, what are you thinking here?
Jack of all trades.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You cover a lot of bases.
There
that.
It is.
I like that one.
Yeah. All the Jacks. All right. Congratulations to Joe. Joe in Mayfair calls us for the first time maybe this year and comes in a winner today.
Congratulations,
everyone.
Joe.